What's good, y'all? It's your boy D Song. Last time I was a little unprepared, so I actually wrote some stuff down, actually watched a video that I was sent, and went over some stuff with myself. And I got a lot more information to share with you guys. And this episode is going to be called Ink Game Zip Codes versus Stocks with Dividends. Hope you guys are ready to learn, and we'll get it started here shortly. All right, I know I said that this is going to be called Ink Game Zip Codes versus Stocks with Dividends, but I wanted to just start off and clarify that is that it's not a real versus. This is actually something that you should do both. You shouldn't be doing one or the other. You should do both. So let me just say that up front. But with that being said, you're going to learn about both from this podcast, and you're going to learn like some pros, some cons, but you're also going to learn why you need to get into doing both. And with that being said, I'll go ahead and dive right into it. Ink Game Zip Codes versus Stocks with Dividends. One of the main differences is that if you're doing a 1v1, one zip code versus one stock with dividends, then you got to factor in a couple different things. A stock with dividends is going to pay you out quarterly. Now, it's some variation to that, but we're just going to say quarterly. Quarterly means you're going to get paid four times throughout the year. Okay, this is simple. But with that being said, you're not going to get paid every month. Every month, you're going to have to, if you want to get every month payment from dividends, which I actually just found out about that. I don't know why that was something I didn't know. I don't know. It just never clicked in my head. But basically, not all stocks that have dividends, not all of them pay out in the same time. That's something like I literally just found that out recently, and it kind of blew my mind because you can literally have stocks with dividends that pay you every single month. So it will literally be able to replace your income just off of stocks with dividends. And to me, that's amazing. But like I said, that's something that I didn't know until recently. I just thought they was all at the same time or just random times. I didn't dive into it deep enough until I seen a post on Instagram about it where they was talking about you can get paid every single month off of stocks with dividends. But back to what I was saying, if you got a stock with a dividend, you're going to have to understand that you're getting paid quarterly. You're getting paid four times a month. Now, an Ink Game zip code, you're going to get paid every single month. And how Ink Games does it, they pay you out twice a month. So if you buy a zip code on Ink Games, then you're looking to get paid twice a month as long as there's purchases happening within the zip code that you bought. That's you're getting paid twice a month from those zip codes, whatever zip codes that you bought. Okay, and that's one of the main differences between buying an Ink Game zip code and a stock with dividends. Another main difference is that with a stock with dividends, you're making money by, like, you're going to make more money by putting more money into it. Now, a zip code is something that you buy once, you pay for it once, and you get paid off of it forever and ever. It just keeps going. Okay, but with a stock with dividends, in order for you to make more money with a stock with dividends, you're going to have to keep putting money and money and money into it until you built up a large enough nest egg so that you can make a decent amount off the dividends. I don't know the exact numbers, but you're going to have to put in a very huge chunk of money there in order for you to have a dividend. Because a lot of times you're going to see a dividend percent anywhere between 10% or lower. You're not really going to see, like, it's for me, what I've been seeing, you're not really going to see a 20 something percent dividend. But on the high end, you will see like 10%. A lot of the common ones you're going to see, though, is like anywhere between a half a percent, let's just say, like less than 1%, up to like 5%. That's a lot of the common dividend yields that you'll see is somewhere around there. And you'll catch a couple that are 10%. Like, it's not super rare, but it's not super common either. And with that being said, that's one of the main differences between investing into a zip code and investing into dividend stocks, because you're not going to have to build up a nest egg of these dividend yielding stocks versus a Ink Games zip code. You're just going to buy that once, and over time, it's going to make you more and more money. You're going to get paid, like it says on the platform, you get paid twice a month, on the 1st and on the 15th. All right. So the next point I was going to get at, basically I just hit on it, is that over time, both of these things, they're going to make you more money. But the difference is the stocks with dividends, you're going to put more money and more money into it to grow that nest egg, while that zip code, you only invest in that zip code once. And why just only get one zip code? If you want, you can get more than one zip code. You can get 5 zip codes. You can get 20 zip codes. You can get 40 zip codes. But that's just, you know, your prerogative, what you choose to do, whatever, whatever. Now, like I said at the beginning, I'm not ragging on stocks with dividends. And I'm not saying that Ink Game zip codes are just, you know, the end all be all. I'm saying this is something that you guys should be doing both. You should be taking advantage of both opportunities of stocks with dividends, but also Ink Games zip codes. Me personally, I think Ink Games zip codes are better simply because it's way less volatile. It's not like it's the stock market where stuff's going up, stuff's going down. You got to worry about this. You got to figure out that. No, you put your money into it and then you sit back and relax, and you're going to make money off of other people's purchases. It's kind of like, it's straight to the point. And that's the kind of stuff that I like, is straight to the point stuff. And with that being said, each zip code itself is like investing into a dividend stock. With that being said, we're at the beginning. We're like, the platform hasn't even launched yet. The platform launches in December. So with that being said, you're at the lowest point that the zip code could be at. So once the platform launches, if you're in and bought zip codes, you're starting at zero, and there's only one way to go, and that's up. That's people start making purchases and you start making money off of those purchases. So it's a very good place to be able to start here and literally go up. Everything's, once you get your return on investment back, everything after that is just profit. It's something that, me personally, I don't see why people would get rid of zip codes, because as long as they're making you money, yeah, if you buy a zip code and it's not making you money, and once they have the platform updated, because they're going to update it to the point where you can sell zip codes, trade zip codes. If you get a zip code and it's just not making you money, then sell the zip code. But me personally, I'm going to hold on to a zip code. And at the very least, I'm looking to get my return of investment back. Anybody, in my opinion, I would say that would be the best way to do it. But going on here, I'm talking a lot about stocks with dividends because I have stocks in on Stockpile. I don't know if you guys use that or not, but I use Stockpile, and I'm going to use acorns, and there's another one that I'm going to hop on and start diversifying my portfolio. So that I can, you know, start getting into stocks with dividends, because like I said, I'm trying to do both. I'm trying to make money and actually get ahead of the curve and get financially independent. And I'm trying to help as many people that listen to my podcast as possible. I want you guys to get, you know, financially independent, financially free, so that working a job is completely optional for you guys also. But yeah, I follow a guy on Instagram, and he talks about getting rich from dividend stocks. It's not really a question of if it's possible or not. It's literally a thing. Like, he's literally doing it himself. It's a possible thing. This is not like new knowledge or anything. So I just don't want people thinking that. But with that being said, I just feel like investing into Ink Game zip codes is going to be better, even better than dividend stocks, in my opinion. Because like I said, it's not something that you have to worry about or check up on. It's literally something that's going to make you money. You can load up your Ink Game dashboard and check it out if you want. And that's about as much maintenance as there is. Like, it's not much to it. So with that being said, like I said, I watched this video that my buddy Jay Trey sent me. And before I watched it, and was like, oh, yeah, it all makes sense, blah, blah, blah. But I went into detail. I watched it again and actually paid more, like, closer attention to certain parts of what the guy was saying. And I'm going to just start off reading my notes here. He talks about making your original investment monthly. He's saying within 6 months of the Ink Games platform being launched, you could be making your original investment monthly. So that means if you bought a $1,250 legendary zip code, he's predicting that it's very possible that zip code is making $1,250 for you per month. That is the power of owning zip codes. That is crazy to me. You pay for something once and you get paid off of it per month. That's like, to me, that's a no-brainer. That's just, there's nothing else out there offering anything close to this. And I tip my hat off to these gentlemen at Ink Games, because this is exactly something I couldn't even think of something this good by myself. I would have had to have a team of people to think of something this good. So that's like, I'm just flabbergasted that somebody made something this amazing. So I appreciate these guys 100%. But he goes on to say there's no reoccurring fee, no maintenance. You can purchase a zip code and own it forever. And the payments that you're going to get from the zip code, he says, is anywhere between 8 and 10%. Now, let me just be upfront with you. 8 to 10%, that might sound like a very small number. And guess what? It is. It is a small number. But that's 8 to 10% of every single person's purchase in that zip code. There's zip codes out there with people that have like 80,000 people in the zip code. He even goes on and gives more details about, okay, out of that area, that zip code of people, that he says like 7 to 8%, they're already gamers in any given zip code. Well, out of that percent of people, 2% of those people make a purchase while gaming. Now, if you take a number like 80,000 and you take 7% of that, and then you take 2% of those people, and you come to find out it's like when I did the math on one of these, it was like, let's just say 85 people. So if 85 people are making a purchase at any given time, anywhere between $1 and $100, that means you're looking at making 85 to, what is that, $8,500? I'm sorry, my math, it's been a long day. Sorry, guys. But you're looking at making a lot of money off of, you know, owning the zip code, not even doing nothing. Not, I'm saying no extra work. This is not like, oh, you're working from home. This is literally just you own the zip code. So you're getting that money for literally just owning the zip code. And that's like, and that's off of one zip code. And what he's predicting, he said, is nothing that's certain, but he's predicting that these zip codes can make you that amount of money per month. The what your initial investment is, he's saying that that is how much that you could make possibly per month. That to me, that's way more exciting than working a 9-to-5 or investing a whole bunch of money that I don't have into a stock dividend and waiting for, you know, returns on it. Because the money I got invested in stock dividends, yeah, I've actually got a couple payouts. It's about $3.70. So, woo, super exciting. Now, don't get me wrong, I appreciate it, because $3.70, that's actually more than what my savings account did in 10 months. In 10 months, guess how much my savings account had gotten me? It was either 1 or 2 pennies. In 10 months, my savings account got me 1 or 2 pennies. I was like, this is not for me. This is absolutely not for me. I was putting money into that savings account, mind you, every single check. I was getting paid weekly, every single check faithfully, not touching it the whole 10 months. And that's what I got, a penny or 2 pennies. So like I said, I appreciate the $3.70, but it's just that I don't have disposable income to where I can keep investing it into stocks with dividends. And I know there's a lot of people out there like me that don't just have, oh, well, let me just pull this 20K out and invest it in stocks with dividends so and then have it change my life. Or let me just pull, you know, 50K out, 15K. A lot of people out there do not have that amount of money just saved up and just, oh, well, let me pull that out. Okay, but you can buy a zip code for $122, $150. That's right around the range of what a gray zip code costs. You can save up, save a couple checks up and buy you a $500-$600 zip code. Hey, maybe even an $800 zip code, maybe the $1,250 zip code. You can save up and get those zip codes. And then you have that income coming in for you every single month. And now that you have a whole nother source of income coming in, then you could do one of two things, or just do both, like I've been saying this whole time. Buy more zip codes and buy more stocks, dividends, yields, so that your money is now working for you. So let me get on to this. This will probably be the last point that I hit on. And that is, before in my old podcast episodes, I was saying that I was talking about the rarity system. Now I went back and watched this video, and he lightly touches on it, but the things he say, you got to pay attention. It actually makes sense. So the zip codes are based off of rarity. That's what I've been saying this whole time. That's exactly how it is. But he very lightly, just one sentence, talks about it. The rarity is factored by the population. Yes, like I said in my old ones. But it also factors in the income level of that area and the potential gamers of that zip code. So basically what I was getting at is that my assumptions were actually wrong. I didn't know the stuff that they were doing behind the scenes, but after watching that video, paying attention again, now I figured it out. I'm like, okay. I just assumed that it was just a number with no facts behind it, when in reality, they actually did have, you know, work put into this, to the zip code rarity system, that I just wasn't aware of. And I had to go back and actually watch that video so that I can actually make sense of it and be like, oh, okay, yeah, now I see that this is actually going to be something that's got some base behind it. You know, not saying that they would just do random stuff. That's not what I'm trying to, you know, insinuate here, but that's something that I didn't know. I didn't know how the rarity system actually was used until I actually sat down and watched that video again and paid attention to what he was saying. But with that being said, my strategy was still work of buying gray zip codes and looking for those gray zip codes that have high population, because you're still going to get zip codes that make you a lot of money, and you can just invest that money back into the zip codes so that you can get the zip codes that you actually want. And then on top of that, now you have more zip codes than you had in the beginning. So it's like a win-win-win situation all around. There's just no losing in this. So with that being said, the system is saying that a legendary will make you the most money because it has the most favorable probabilities of purchases. So that's why the rarity system is actually, that's how the rarity system is actually used. It's saying that, okay, this is legendary because it has high population. That population has high income level and high disposable income. And that population has high potential gamers in that zip code compared to other zip codes. He even goes on to say about like IP addresses and stuff. So I'm pretty sure these guys have done their research, and this is actually going to be, you know, pretty decent rarity system. So like I said, I'll admit when I'm wrong on this one. I feel like I am wrong. But even with that being said, me being wrong, I still think that you can buy you some gray zip codes and use the money from that to reinvest into the zip codes that you want. I still think that's a very viable strategy. I still think that's something I will be doing myself, so that I can build that money up. And my goal, my personal goal, is to have 5,000 of income coming in from zip codes per month. That's what I want to do. 5,000 of money that I didn't even have to work for, that I just had to put the money in and buy the zip code for. And once I get that there, then I'll be able to breathe and not have to, you know, work so hard and be in modern day slavery. I could cut my hours down to whatever I want at that point, because it's like, hey, you know, I no longer need this source of income where it's taking up my most valuable asset, my time. So I can cut back my time here. And if you guys don't like it, I can just quit and get me a way better job. So yeah, that's pretty much all I got for today. I'm hoping that helped you guys out and explained a lot. If you guys are looking to sign up, my link is inkgames.com/d-som. I'll put it in the description. I'll put it in the link. And I hope you guys, I hope to see you guys on Ink Games. I plan to be streaming on there, playing games, and I feel like Ink Games is going to be the platform that I use the most. So hope to see you guys there. Hope you buy some zip codes, use my referral link, and I'll talk to you guys in the next episode.